There's a free community health event, an opportunity for a laugh, tonight at the Corunda Football Club and tomorrow at the Manham Leisure Centre with the touring stage production Carpe Diem. Playwright and producer Megan Rigoni joins me now for a chat about it. Welcome, Megan.
Thank you, Jenny. Nice to be here.
Yeah, really good to have you with us. Now, this contemporary play is all about Aussie blokes dealing with some pretty heavy topics like grief and depression, but it's a comedy, right? Tell us more about it.
That's right. Well, there's lots of laughs in it, but also some pretty serious issues as well, and a range of mental health messages that are very important. So the comedy was deliberate, but it just sort of, it emerged anyway, just naturally emerged in the writing. And it balances the pathos, you know. It's really, it's lovely to have a laugh. That sort of hooks the audience in, and but then you can, by doing that, then you're able to deliver the mental health messages to a willing audience, you know, because they're engaged.
So the actors John Vose and Grant Pirro have really breathed fresh life into your production, I hear. Tell me about these blokes.
Okay, well, John Vose is an English actor, and he lives in Melbourne now with his Australian wife and their children. He's done some fantastic shows in the UK. He was in Doctor Who, Downton Abbey, Miranda, just to name a few. And Grant Pirro is also a very accomplished actor. The last film that he made was with Daniel Radcliffe. He was in Escape from Pretoria and appeared in Sea Change and Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries, as well as lots of other shows.
It sounds as though they have a wonderful kind of rapport, great comedic skill and character-driven performances.
Yeah, and empathy with the two characters that they're playing. Grant Pirro's character is a farmer who's lost his farm due to the drought and lost his marriage, lost the family home, you know, and had a complete breakdown. And he's, you know, been hospitalised and medicated and received all the treatment. When the play starts, he's still in recovery. And his mate, who's a stock agent, Jono, his wife has left him. And he is also dealing with the drought, the problems and the issues that the drought presents, in that he's having to support his clients, who are the farmers, who are doing it tough, you know. So his focus has been looking after the farmers, but of course, meanwhile, his wife is saying, John, I need to spend time with you, and he keeps putting it off, and so she leaves him. And so the play begins with the two men sort of meeting up, getting together and talking. And the play is largely about their friendship and their mateship and the support that they offer each other.
So what sort of feedback do you get from audiences?
Oh, we've had some fantastic feedback. We've had people come up after the show and shake our hands and just say, thank you so much. I really needed to hear that. I have a mate who's been doing it really tough, and I feel like I'll be able to have that conversation with him about to help him open up. And vice versa, we've had people who have seen the show and then have been able to go to a friend and open up about their own troubles and grief. So it's encouraging people, audiences, to talk and share their, especially men, you know, to talk about their feelings, and if they're not coping, to open up to their family and their mates, and then seek professional help.
Yeah.
Go to their GP and then, you know, perhaps a psych or a psychologist if that's necessary.
And it's not easy writing dialogue, because when you first try to write a play, it's really clunky language that just sounds like you're reading an essay or something like that. Did you do any kind of undercover research to figure out how mates speak to one another?
We have a great circle of friends who are funny, but they're real people. And I drew inspiration from them. You know, some of the stories in the play, some of the funny stories actually really happened. Jono is obsessed with jaguars, and that was borrowed from two friends, and actually, you know, one of the actors that I've been working with for a number of years, John Wood, he's obsessed with jaguars. You know, he's been collecting them for years and doing them up. Part of his character was borrowed from him. I did research, of course, the mental health material that was necessary, but the inspiration for the piece and the story came from friends, basically.
Yeah. It's also obviously important to you to get the message out to regional towns. Why have you decided to create some free community events and let people come and enjoy the shows in regional areas around Australia?
Well, that's where the help is needed. You know, the play was written in response to the suicide rate in regional areas in Australia. So that was the original motivation to write it. And I think with COVID, after COVID, I mean, we're still really transitioning out of COVID, hopefully. It's created a lot of anxiety and depression and even PTSD in communities. On the back of bushfires and drought and everything, and floods now in New South Wales, there's floods, terrible floods. People are really feeling overwhelmed, and I think it's more pertinent now than ever to get these messages out to people.
Yeah, and show the value of friendship as well in managing all of it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's right. And plus, you know, with COVID, we've been so isolated. I mean, for some people, that's been very hard. And luckily, with social media and Zoom, people are still able to connect, and you know, with their phone, of course. But seeing people face-to-face makes a big difference.
Yeah. So tonight at the Corunda Football Club, you will need to book because of COVID restrictions, etc. 8578 1004, if you want to give them a call. That's 8578 1004. And for Manham, it's at the Manham Leisure Centre, so I'm sure you could give them a buzz. But otherwise, go to trybooking.com and just type in Carpe Diem in the search function and you should be able to find it there. Really lovely to have you on the program today, Megan Rigoni. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Jenny. Appreciate it.